Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
And I hope you're planning on having fun in the city or wherever you're going to be this weekend. Hey, some of you might be listening to the show while you're on your way to Atlanta to watch LSU take on Georgia in the SEC Championship tomorrow afternoon. Kickoff is at 3 o'clock, and the streets are going to be bare. I would not think that many people would be out during that game, or the Saints game. Saints kickoff at noon on Sunday. Two huge games, the LSU and the Saints this weekend. And we'll talk more about that in just a few minutes. But let me give you an update on the WWL Blue Runner Gumbo Poll question. Which do you think is more likely? LSU beats Georgia or the Saints beat the 49ers? 84% say it's more likely that LSU beats Georgia. 16% say more likely the Saints beat the 49ers. I know that people responding to this poll probably want both to win, but what they're saying is they have more confidence in LSU than even in the Saints against the 49ers. And look, this is going to be a tough, it's going to be a tough game for the Saints. In fact, I would think LSU is going to face a really tough Georgia team, and man, they're going to feel like right at home, right there in the Mercedes-Benz Stadium in Atlanta. But LSU fans will be very well represented. There was a shooting at the Naval Air Station in Pensacola earlier today, and I'm sad to remind you that this is the new norm. Three people were killed. The gunman was killed. The gunman, and this is really interesting, the gunman has been described as a Saudi Arabian military flight student. I mean, that kind of sends chills up your spine, doesn't it? Because the Saudis that orchestrated 9/11, crashing the planes, they came here to our country. They went to flight school. They wanted to learn to fly. They didn't want to learn to take off. They didn't want to learn to land. They were very open about that. We just want to learn how to fly the plane. There should have been a red flag that went up there, but it didn't. And so it happened, and hopefully we've learned a lesson. And I don't know what we'll learn from this, but it's just, it's interesting that this happened, and then at Pearl Harbor, Hawaii, this sailor opens fire on three civilian employees, killing two of them before taking his own life. That was just Wednesday, just the other day. And then now this shooting. I'm sure we'll learn more about this. There's an interesting event this weekend. It's called the Running of the Santas. But it's more than just the Running of the Santas. In fact, the run itself is not really that serious. It's going to take place after the LSU-Georgia game. And then at Generations Hall, after it's all over, it's the Costume Santa Contest. They've asked me to be a judge again this year. I've been the judge a couple times in the past. Jammer from B97 is going to be the MC. I've judged this a few times in the past. And it's interesting how people take liberties with the concept of Santa and Mrs. Claus. I will tell you right now, there are going to be some naughty Santas and naughty Mrs. Claus. Bob Dotrieve is the mayor of the North Pole. He joins us live here on WWL. Mayor, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Scoot. Thank you for having me on.
Sure. So let's talk about the run itself, the actual running of the Santas. People dress up like Santa. Some people don't dress up, and they're part of the run. When is the run going to take place?
The run's going to take place at 6:30 following the LSU-Georgia game. We'll be holding the world's largest LSU Santa costume watch party. We'll have lots of TVs at the South Pole, which is a Prize Lounge on Fulton Street. And we'll be having this watch party along with the pre-party for the run.
And you don't have to dress like Santa to be part of it, but you would be in a very festive crowd if you did go to the Prize Lounge on Fulton. And that's from 3 to 6 to watch the LSU game.
That's right. Okay. No, costume's not required, but you'd be kind of out of place without something, whether it's a ugly Christmas sweater or a Santa outfit.
And then the fun run, it's really not that much of a run. It's really more of a just, hey, we're going from one place to another.
Right. The whole idea is to move the crowd at one time. We have five grueling blocks of run. And even at 77, I can still make that. So it's a lot of fun.
Mayor, this does benefit a charity, and I want people to know that. Tickets are available now. They're $20 in advance. You can get VIP tickets, and I got to tell you, the VIP section is really, really cool. VIP tickets are $85, and that includes an open bar at Generations Hall, which is always fun on a Saturday night.
Yes, the VIP section is very cool. It's overlooking the stage where Category 6 will be performing, and lots of costumes there, and you can see all of the sights and have a great time.
And so talk to me just a little bit. I want people to know where the money goes, because this is a worthwhile charity. I mean, it benefits That Others May Live Foundation.
Right. We raise money for That Others May Live Foundation. This foundation was formed to help with the education and counseling of surviving family members of Air Force search and rescue personnel who made the ultimate sacrifice for their country. And these heroes are remembered always, but unfortunately, their education of their children and counseling for wives, this is not included by the government. So the foundation was formed to provide these services.
You know, sometimes people wonder what they can do to thank our military for all that they do. And one thing that you could do would be to buy a ticket and go have a good time.
That's right. It's the best of both worlds. You're supporting the foundation, but you're also having a great time participating in New Orleans' biggest Christmas fun event, and you see all of the sights and have a great time.
Mayor, where can people get tickets? And now, you don't have to have tickets to be at the LSU view party, do you? At the Appreciz Lounge?
No.
You can just go there.
No, you don't.
Okay.
Tickets can be gotten at through the website at runningofthesantas.com, New Orleans. They can be gotten the day of at the box office at a Prey Lounge. No, you don't have to have a ticket to come down and participate in the pregame, the pre-run, watch the game. But you will have a ticket will be required for entry into the North Pole, which is at Generations Hall, for the post-party and victory celebration.
And the costume contest. And, yeah, I mean, can you imagine the mood people are going to be in if LSU beats Georgia?
Oh, it'll be a great evening. Lots to celebrate. And as you said, the costume contest, some of the wackiest, some of the quirkiest costumes.
Yes.
You've been there for a number of years.
I think
we've seen pretty much all of it.
And I love when groups get together and they have this theme. And I mean, it's amazing how extravagant all of this is. And again, this is going to be a Generations Hall. After the run, the run's at 6 o'clock. So this would be the costume contest starts at 8 o'clock. And believe me, it's very, very creative. And I want to remind you that advance tickets are $20, and tickets for the VIP section. I mean, look, I've been in the VIP section. It's great. They're $85, and that includes an open bar. So it should be a lot of fun. Mayor of the North Pole, Bob Dautrieff, thanks for being with us on WWL.
Scoot, thank you for having me on, and we look forward to you being a judge with us tomorrow night and coming out and having a great time.
Oh, it'll be a fun time. I appreciate you being with us, Bob. And I really think that when I think about the costumes, this song kind of goes with some of the costumes in the costume contest, because, you know, some people get a little creative. Some are a little naughty. I mean, you know, there was a time when I never thought fishnet stockings went with a Christmas holiday, but hey, some people have made that work. Anyway, it's not all that way, and some people do some really outrageous costume. So it's fun. That's going to be tomorrow, December 7th at Generations Hall. I'm Scoot. Hang on. We're coming right back. It's Free for All Friday on WWL. You know, if we start eating our pets, it might bring new meaning to, well, this song. I mean, really, would you pick out the one that you think looks good to eat? Yeah, I'll take that one over there. I just, you know, Emma Thompson saying this is just, it's another example of irrational fear being used as a way to inspire people to become activists. And I don't think climate change is going to get to the point where we're going to start eating our pets. At least I certainly hope it doesn't get to that point. By the way, I want to correct a mistake that I made. I said that Charlie Motwana was the guy who was accused of raping a 16-year-old at the club Karma Sutra. Charlie Motwana apparently owns the building, and it's his son, Bobby, along with a guy named Kenneth Rancifer, who are accused of this this rape. I read the whole story and was just appalled at what allegedly happened. And it's just, it's disgusting. And if it did, I hope this guy suffers. If you were trying to figure out who to vote for president, or for, well, not only for president, but put to get in the race against President Trump, I don't know if this is going to change your mind or not, but Elizabeth Warren has made an announcement. Elizabeth Warren promises to wear her pink Planned Parenthood scarf if she's sworn in as president. Now, you know, there's probably some people crazy enough to vote for her just to see her wear that scarf. Joe Biden was at a campaign stop in Iowa yesterday, and, you know, things got a little testy. I mean, he was talking to a guy, and it came up about... this came up about Trump and Biden. Anyway, here's part of that exchange.
It looks like you don't have any more backbone than Trump does when you're selling.
And then here was Biden talking about the criticism of his son and him with the alleged deal in Ukraine. Here's what Biden said.
You're selling access to the president just like he was. So
you're a damn liar, man. That's not true. And no one has ever said that.
Called him a damn liar. Wow. Also, he told one guy that, well, you're too old to vote for me. I mean, the guy was an older guy, but I mean, like, it's getting a little testy. You know, I want to point out something that happened on Fox News this morning. Sarah Huckabee Sanders, who was the former White House press secretary, and she's now a contributing member of the Fox News news team, she said, we had a bunch of liberal professors. This was concerning the impeachment hearings this week. We had a bunch of liberal professors come in and insult the president's son. Well, this is just an example of spin. This is an example of bias, because one of the professors actually said that there's no reason for impeachment. Jonathan Turley, law professor at George Washington University, disagreed that there's precedent for impeaching President Trump. So she made it seem like all of them agreed, and it's all those liberal people. When she also said they all insulted, I mean, she suggested that all of them insulted the president's son. When one of the witnesses said, you can name your son Barron, but you can't make him a Barron. It was inappropriate that she brought up his name because kids of presidents should be off limits. And we talked about this on the show yesterday. But Sarah Huckabee Sanders is saying that these liberal professors were insulting the president's son, and that didn't really happen. If you want to join us with a comment, our number is 260-1870, and our text is 870-870. Here is a text that says, and you better move from where you currently live to save your life. Downtown and around Bourbon Street and Canal Street area at night is overrun by the lowest forms of life. Well, I have honestly seen some of those lowest forms of life, and it is true. And especially after 2 o'clock, the crowd downtown in the quarter gets to be a little more seedy. And because of a few things that have happened to me, I have changed how I approach being out. I'm not going to not go out, but I have just changed my approach of when I'm out and where I go and how I get there. Yeah, it's true. And that's why it's unfair to blame the mass shooting Thanksgiving weekend on the Bayou Classic or fans of Grambling State or Southern. And while that fits the narrative of what people want to believe, it's simply factually not true. So I wanted to set the record straight on that. Here's another update on our WWL Blue Runner Gumbo Poll question. Which is more likely, LSU beats Georgia or the Saints beat the 49ers? 80% say LSU beats Georgia, and 20% say it's more likely that the Saints beat the 49ers. Let's hope they both win. You can give us your opinion by going to our website, WWL.com. From the West Bank, Jackie, welcome to our show.
Hey, Scoot.
Hey, Jackie.
Long time listener. I like this show.
I appreciate it.
Yeah. In order for us to win that game Sunday,
yeah,
we're going to have to keep Eli Apple. Oh.
Wait, tell me that again.
Eli Apple?
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh.
We're going to have to keep him out.
You know, he has a tendency to cause penalties.
Yeah, too much.
Well, so I hope they change it. You know, and I've noticed a trend this season in particular that the Saints have been, it seems like they've been disproportionately guilty of hands-in-the-face penalties. And yeah, they just need to kind of keep their hands in the right places.
Yeah, he racks up too many penalties, in my opinion.
Hey, you know, but he's done some good things. He's gotten with the exception of the penalties.
He's gotten better.
He's gotten better.
Yeah.
Well, let's hope.
We don't have any chance.
Yeah, let's hope that if Drew's right, and I agree, they haven't played their best game yet. Let's hope that game is Sunday afternoon in the Mercedes-Benz Superdome.
Yeah.
All right, Jackie, I appreciate the call, man. Happy Friday. Hope you have a great weekend. Here's a text that says, if you bought Pelican season tickets because they drafted Zion, you got hosed. Zion won't be healthy ever. Well, I don't know about that. But it has been disappointing that he hasn't been in the game. But my comments about the Pelicans coach, Alvin Gentry, you know, and then I got another text reminding me that, you know, you can't judge a coach until all the pieces are in place. So you can't judge Alvin Gentry until Zion Williamson is in place. I think you can. We've got some good players. We've got good players on the court right now. And the Pelicans are not playing well. They're not a unit as a team. They're not playing well. I'm not an expert on the NBA. But I'm a fan. I'm familiar with the NBA. I watch games. I basically understand the game. And something seems to be missing in the coaching position. So we'll see what happens. I think it's time to raise that question. And there were questions in the past about, is this the right guy? Now, I mean, remember, if you're talking about, well, he doesn't have Zion Williamson, he had Anthony Davis. And we've had very talented teams in the past. And we haven't gone as far as maybe we could have gone. But, you know, the general manager that we have, I so respect him that you would think that he would notice this before everybody else. And so I don't know what the thinking is. I trust that they'll ultimately make the right decision. But, you know, the Pelicans have lost 7 in a row. And the way they played last night, they shouldn't have lost that game. But they lost it just because they just played terrible, terrible basketball. And the Phoenix Suns, coached by Monty Williams, who used to be the Pelicans coach, won the game. And it was a game, again, it was one of those games that they could have and should have won. All right, it's Free for All Friday, and this week we talked about the crazy criticism of Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. And we talked about this a lot on the show yesterday. I wrote a blog about it. It's on the Scoot page on our website, WWL.com. Click on the menu at the top left. And then click on shows, and then click on my picture, and it'll be down there under the category of blogs. But I wrote a blog about this. I don't think Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer is bad. Yeah, little Rudolph is different. He's got this red nose. And so he's different. Because he's different, he gets bullied. People laughed at him and called him names. That's in the song. And so this stop motion animated version of Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, which is on every year, and it's been on since 1964, it's being criticized as being sexist, homophobic, racist, and all these other things. And it encourages bullying. That's what some are saying. And I think really this is the result of social media giving people who don't deserve a platform a platform. And there's also, I think, a sense of power derived from people feeling like they can complain about something and something's going to be done about it. And I don't think anything should be done about Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, because what people miss is really the end story, which is Rudolph was bullied, yes. But he didn't judge the people who bullied him, and he was willing to help them. And little Rudolph became the hero in the end. And you and I would not have gotten Christmas gifts had it not been for Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. So I think that's a great story in there. And rather than label this a story about Rudolph being bullied, let's talk about the story of how you deal with being bullied. Because even when you get to be an adult, people will bully you. So instead of, let's do all we can to stop bullying. But as parents, as adults, as community leaders, let's give young people what they need to learn how to deal with being bullied, because it's part of human nature. I'm not saying it's right. And yes, I really think we should stop bullying, but we can't. So the best thing is to teach young people to being bullied, and that what somebody says about you has nothing to do with how you feel about yourself. I'm Scoot. We'll be right back on WWL. And one of our topics this week was the office holiday party. And I'm sure you know this, but office rules, HR rules, extend to the office party, even if the office party is not at the site of the workplace. And I think that's a mistake. I think we should be free as adults to do what we want. And if you want to talk to somebody in a way that you would not talk to them at the office, you're at a party. And you should be able to do that. Now, I'm not telling you to do it because you might get in trouble. I'm just saying what should be. Also this week, Hillary Clinton told Howard Stern during an interview that she's not a lesbian. And, I heard the rumors, didn't know enough to make a comment one way or the other. But a reporter with the National Lesbian and Gay Journalist Association, Trish Bendix, says she really did not like the way Hillary responded. And she said, first of all, she says, Hillary was saying she's not a lesbian, almost as if being a lesbian is bad. And I mentioned this earlier, when people have criticized me, or not criticized me, when people have said that I'm gay, I'm just trying to set the record straight because I try to be honest with you about who I am. And my God, the things that I say on this show, if I were gay, don't you think you'd know? If I were gay, why do you think I would be in the closet? I'd be openly gay. And when I say I'm not gay, it's not that I'm saying that there's anything wrong with being gay or that that's a bad thing. I'm just setting the record straight because I'm not. And then another journalist was criticizing Hillary because – no, actually it was Bendix who criticized Hillary for saying she's never been tempted to be with a woman. And I guess that comes from the standpoint of, you're either born that way or you're not. I understand, but – there are people who maybe thought they might be. They've entertained the idea in their mind, whether they're male or female. And then when it really came down to really thinking about it, they realized that they weren't. I understand that. And I know a lot of people think that women are closer to being lesbians than men are to being gay. I can't speak to that because I'm not a woman. Sad news came out about country singer Kylie Rae Harris. Kylie Rae Harris was in an accident in New Mexico, a car accident. September 4th, she was killed along with a 16-year-old in the car. And here's what the investigation has revealed. She was four times the legal limit when it comes to alcohol in her system, four times the legal limit. And she was driving 102 miles an hour. And, speed and alcohol are not a good combination. Alcohol and driving is not a good combination. So really kind of a Sad to hear that. Ian Hoke, my studio producer, is also a playwright and an actor. And his play, this was his play last year, it is back. It is revised. It has been updated with fresh new jokes. I saw it last year, and I'm looking forward to seeing it again. It's really a marvelous play. And so I want Ian to spend a minute talking about the play Mandatory Merriment.
That's very kind of you to say. Thank you. Yeah, you've done it just right. The play that we produced last year was extraordinarily well received. The entire run sold out. Hundreds of people wanted tickets that were not able to get them. So when we finished last year, it was kind of a foregone conclusion that we would want to bring it back. And we've done that with some new material, some new actors. It's fresh for 2019, and I hope that people get a chance to come see it. It's sort of a love letter to New Orleans.
Well, it's interesting because it's unlikely that this would happen, but it's about people being trapped in a bar during a snowstorm in New Orleans.
Right.
And we've had snowstorms here. And look, you know, if it snows here even a little bit, people can be trapped and not go anywhere. But what's interesting is it doesn't matter why they're trapped, but it's people being trapped in a bar, people who don't know each other.
Yeah.
And it's their interactions.
Yes. There's a lot of sort of getting to know you vibes and sort of an odd couple vibe that happens with the bar owner and the bar manager. So you see a lot of very different types of people come together in short order and these barriers fall down and they get to know each other. And then by the end of it, they all become friends. When people ask me what the nearest sort of parallel is, I point them to the Breakfast Club.
Okay.
We're all this kind of the band of misfits that are all in the library for their Saturday detention. We borrowed a little bit from
really nice acting, though, and you did a great job writing it, and I'm looking forward to seeing it again. I'm sure you can get me some tickets.
I absolutely can.
All right, so when is the performance?
So our opening night is Monday. We have preview performances tonight and Sunday at 3 p.m., which breaks my heart a little bit because I'm going to be called at 2. So I'll miss the back half of the Saints game there. But the performance begins at 3, and then opening night is Monday night. And then from there on, we're Thursday through Sunday all the way through the end of the month.
And it's at Southern Repertory Theater.
Yes, southernrep.com has all the information. Tickets are for sale there. There's, I think, 16 more performances. So you've got a chance. But the tickets are moving pretty quickly because people remember what it was like last year when they wanted to get a ticket and they couldn't get one. So they're buying them this year.
I've heard that these are right behind the Saints 49ers tickets.
Hottest ticket in town, man.
I mean, if you can't get Saints 49ers tickets, a lot of people go, well, we'll just go see
Mandatory Merriment. This is just as good.
Anyway. Good luck with the play.
Thanks very much.
All right. What else do we have to talk about today? Let's see. We're about to wrap things up here. We also talked a lot today about something that I think is kind of misunderstood, but I understand why people are upset. A radio analyst for the 49ers, Tim Ryan, has been suspended. In fact, Tim Ryan is not going to be in the broadcast booth Sunday in the Mercedes-Benz Superdome where the Saints play the 49ers. He said that one of the reasons that Ravens quarterback Lamar Jackson is so successful when it comes to the fake is because his dark skin, the dark ball, and the dark uniforms of the Ravens makes it difficult for the defense to see the ball. And I can understand why that's a factor. In fact, I had a couple of texts from people who say it was raining, and when it rains, the ball gets even darker. So I realize that people are tempted to go, oh, my God, that's racially insensitive. And I understand why some of you feel that way. But looking at it from an objective perspective, I'm going, well, the guy's just talking about something factual here. And then somebody sent a text and said it's like the white cleats and the white line marker for out of bounds. And so there are things that can be done to kind of camouflage things. And I don't think this was any suggestion whatsoever that Lamar Jackson is not as talented as he is. It wasn't a criticism or critique of his talent. It was just this added factor that maybe he has in this particular situation. So anyway, interesting discussion. All right, so it's Friday, December the 6th. Holiday decorations are out. If you have a chance, go to some of the hotels downtown. If you haven't seen it, go to the Roosevelt Hotel and take a look at the holiday decoration there. And then go to the Ritz-Carlton. Hotel Mont Lyon has great decorations. I mean, it's a fun thing to do. And it's going to get a little cooler tomorrow and very cool next week. So make plans at some point to go visit some of these hotel lobbies because it really is spectacular. And Canal Street is all lit up as well. Just don't be there at 3 o'clock in the morning. I'm Scoot, and we'll be right back on WFUL. It's Friday, beginning of the weekend. A lot going on. LSU, Georgia, SEC championship game tomorrow afternoon at 3. Then at noon on Sunday, Saints and the 49ers. And it looks like Sunday's going to be a great day for tailgating before the game. Here's a text that says, Scoot, I was just about to head home from work, and I could not believe my ears. Someone is offended by the movie Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. Yes, well, you know, welcome to the world we live in today. Another text says, actually, Santa was kind of a blankhead until he needed something from Rudolph. It's a good life lesson. It is. I mean, it's a great life lesson, so there's a lot there. Here is a text that says, most importantly, how about them cowgirls getting whooped by the Bears last night? Yeah, love seeing that. I love thinking that Jerry Jones is really upset. And Jason Garrett, I can't imagine that he's going to be coach of the Cowboys for long. Although, even with their record right now, the Cowboys are still in it. I mean, they're in such a pathetic division that they're not totally out of it. But I don't know. Jason Garrett just never seems to be the right coach. And you know, a lot of that has to do with how much Jerry Jones is willing to let a coach do. I mean, there are a lot of great football coaches that might not want that job because Jerry Jones might be so heavy-handed. At least that's the impression that you get from the outside. All right, join me on my Facebook page. It's SOTA, Scoot on the Air. Also, I'm getting very active on my Instagram account. My Instagram account is Scoot on the Air. Hope you'll join me there. We'll be communicating a lot there. I want to thank our program director, Diane Newman, our show producer, Todd Manessis, and our studio producer, Ian Hoke. And thank you for being part of the show. Don't miss Fans and the Pros coming up next. Zach Streif and Deuce McAllister. They will have a lot to talk about. LSU and Georgia and the Saints and the 49ers. All right, get out there. Have a great weekend. Be safe. I'm Scoot. Back on Monday. Can't wait. Love you, New Orleans.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.